But this, you just, you do your knife like that.
Kind of a home
knife. Uh-huh. And sharpen it. That's what we are, that's all we are using.
Well, talking about things around the house and so forth, we talked to you yesterday about fireplaces and all the stoves. The thing that would run from the stove to the chimney, that, what would you call
pipe.
It? Mm-hmm. Now, on the thing that, on the outside of the house, what would you call that? Did you?
Valve? The vent?
Is that
like
kind of like a flue?
Yeah, flue. But we didn't have our stove. Our stove wasn't vented. It just went to the chimney. You know, we just ran it to the chimney. A big hood was put over the fireplace, you know, and just a round hole to fix the pipe from the stove. Because we had fireplaces in all the room, and then when we got that heat thrower, it looked like an enameled stove. When we went to the Schönbrunn Palace in Vienna, they had the most gorgeous porcelain heaters in that house. They were perfectly beautiful. As a porcelain? Yeah. They had, you know, Marie Antoinette lived her first 12 or 14 years in that gorgeous Schönbrunn Palace. And then her mama sent her to Paris with the woman who had been looking after her all of her life. When she was about 14 years old, to marry Louis the 14th, wasn't it? Or 16th. Well, anyway, the Louis she married. It's no wonder that girl and went to that cold, great, big Versailles palace to live. That was an awful thing to do to a little girl. She was nothing but a little girl. No wonder she said, let him eat cake.
I guess that's really what she really did, was grow up without a home, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
A palace.
And that woman, they sent that woman to take to go live, look after her. She lived there, well in the palace. And she married that man whom she'd never seen. God and sea, wasn't that awful?
We were talking about lamps and so forth yesterday.
I need lamps.
What did the lamps like that burn? Before you had
kerosene.
Any other things that people would ever call that?
Not that I ever know. A coal oil. Mm-hmm. Some people might have called it coal, C-O-L-D, oil, cold oil. We always called it kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
Kerosene lamps is what we call those. Mm-hmm. All the lamps we had in our house burned kerosene. I don't know what became. We had glass lamps and we had four of those student lamps. And I bought that one back from a colored woman we gave it to.
Did you ever see anybody, maybe the men, but it would make have a makeshift lamp, just a bottle with some, or maybe some rags?
I've seen niggers use them.
You remember what they call those? Ever hear them call them a flambeau or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Or a torch?
I didn't hear them call them.
just saw
them in use.
If your car serviced it, they would change the oil and do what to it? They had to take some black stuff, and this heavy black stuff that were servicing your car, and put some, or say if something was squeaking and you wanted, you know, to make it stop squeaking, you might take this heavy black stuff and put on it.
Axle grease. That's what you're talking about. We use it on the wagons and the buggies, axle grease. We never used that on our cars.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No, indeed. Axle grease was used on the...
On the wagon?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was kind of a heavy-looking Vaseline, you know.
I guess you got that on your hand, didn't
you? It wasn't too bad to get off. It wasn't as black when you put it on as it got in being used. Yeah, they'd have to take the wheels off and put axle grease.